They are so much a part of the local landscape that we tend to overlook them. But the dozens of old tank houses that still stand behind homes, barns, and other buildings across Northern California definitely caught the eye of Tom Cooper.
They're a peculiar structure, and I didn't know what they were for to begin with. One morning, I was taking a picture of one, and the lady came down the drive pushing a wheelbarrow and said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Well, I was taking a picture of your tower here." She said, "Oh, you mean the tank house?" And that's the first I'd ever heard the word. But she told me how it worked, and I got interested, and so I kept taking pictures and finding out about them. And, well, now I've got 465 of them in my database with pictures and descriptions and interviews and all.
Beyond that database, Cooper has recently self-published a book that collects pictures and stories of many of the structures that are still standing, something he felt compelled to do simply because it hadn't been done before.
After I talked to that lady who explained what her tank house was and how it worked, I went to the library to read up on them. And I couldn't find a book. So I kept taking pictures and asking people and finally realized I got material for a book here.
The book, called Tank House, California's Redwood Water Towers from a Bygone Era, documents several dozen of the structures still standing, mostly in Northern California, even though those that endure represent just a fraction of the number that once were.
They're very functional. You see very few with any sort of ornament on them. They're not simple to build. They have to withstand earthquakes. They've got to withstand the weight, say, of 5,000 gallons of water. On a big tank house, the corner posts are typically 8 foot square or some of them even 12 foot square, so that they're very sturdy. And the redwood is rot resistant, moisture resistant. It's just a great structure.
By their very nature, the tank houses were built to last, Cooper says, as they were designed first and foremost to be functional.
California is well equipped with the three essentials, wind, water, and wood. So the system is the windmill would pump the water up from the hand-dug well into the tank in the top of the tower, and then it would flow by gravity down to the house and the garden. Completely green, no electricity, no fuel. It's just a wonderful, ingenious system and ideal for California.
As electricity and then municipal water systems spread across the landscape, tank houses were no longer needed and often fell into disuse. Cooper estimates that only about 10% are still standing, most of them now serving other purposes.
The ones that have survived and will continue to serve their owners are the ones that have been converted in some way to residence or at least to storerooms or bedrooms for the kids or a shop in the ground floor and storage in the upper floor. That's pretty typical because in order to survive, they've got to be useful or they're going to molder away eventually even though they're rot-resistant. And I've got pictures of them that are definitely moldering away to the point where they couldn't be rescued anymore. They're kind of my favorites because they are original.
Often, as he explored those aged and ailing relics, Cooper would find their upper chambers quietly occupied. In fact, he named his publishing company after those native squatters. It's Barn Owl Press. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.